living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so my sister 2 years ago was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She was prescribed, you know, the common drug Synthroid for this, but she still had symptoms for a long time. And she'd go, I mean, she went and saw her doctor several times in and out of the office, and the doctor, he just basically increased the dose a few times. And she still continued with her symptoms. You know, she was having energy issues, weight issues. She was having some bowel problems. You know, finally, when she went in again complaining of these same symptoms, her doctor just said, you know what, enough's enough. Your thyroid numbers, your labs, they look fine. I'm not changing the dose anymore of your Synthroid. And he wanted to give her an antidepressant. Does that sound like you or somebody you know? Because that is such a common story. Well, there is a test. It's called reverse T3 that may offer some insight to why some people with hypothyroid remain symptomatic even while taking medication, just like my sister. So let's talk about it. First, let's review what the thyroid gland does. You can't live without thyroid hormone, and honestly, you can't feel good without it, right? It is your metabolic throttle. You know, when you got to get up and move and do something, you step on that gas pedal, you want to hear that engine roar. That's thyroid. But if you have low thyroid, it's like pop, 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 pop. There's just nothing there, right? You know, your thyroid promotes energy metabolism. It promotes bone growth. It helps balance hormones like human growth hormone. It helps in tissue repair. It helps the immune system. It's your sympathetic drive. You know, it gets you going. And when it's low, you just don't feel good. And when it gets real low, it can be dangerous. Traditional tests for thyroid glands, and my sister went through all these. You have the TSH, that's the thyroid stimulating hormone. In hypothyroid, low thyroid function, the TSH is high. I know it's weird, but it's high. The actual thyroid hormones, which are broken up into T4 and T3, those are low. So a lot of times you'll see on your labs total T4, free T4, and free T3. Those are the thyroid hormones. Those are going to be low when you have hypothyroid. And sometimes you'll see antibody tests. There are antibodies that can attack the thyroid gland, and that's an autoimmune disorder known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's the most common cause of hypothyroidism in this country. That's what my sister actually has. Now, you know, nutrients that are always good to take if you're feeling a little sluggish and stuff, it could be your thyroid. You know, if you're not thinking quite as well, you got that mental fog, maybe gaining a little weight, you might want to think about increasing iodine in your diet. You might want to get some of the amino acid tyrosine. You also should consider the minerals selenium, magnesium, and zinc. They all play an important role in thyroid health. So let's talk about what the thyroid gland does with all this. You know, here you got the iodine, you got the tyrosine, you got the trace minerals. What does the thyroid gland do? Well, it takes all that stuff and produces primarily T4. T4 is the main thyroid hormone that's produced in the gland. T4 then travels out in the bloodstream, and when it gets to the tissues, you know, your muscles, nerves, you know, gut, wherever it has to go, right? Every tissue needs thyroid, so T4 goes just about everywhere. And when it gets to the tissue, it converts into T3. T3 is the more active form of the thyroid hormone. That's really the form of the hormone that does all the work. So T4 is what is made and does all the traveling. T3 is what actually does all the work. So if you are hypothyroid, low thyroid function, your gland, the thyroid gland itself, which is in the neck, right, is not making T4. So what do most doctors do then? Well, then they give you T4. That's what Synthroid is. That's about 90% of all thyroid hormone patients are on Synthroid, T4. Okay? Theoretically speaking, the synthetic T4 that you're taking, right, that your thyroid gland's not making anymore, should travel to the tissues and convert into T3. Theoretically, that's what should happen. But here's the problem. And this is what my sister was saying. Remember, my sister was being treated with Synthroid, T4. But she was still symptomatic. What was going on? Well, some people, like my sister, and I think it's more than some. I'm going to say some because I don't have any stats here, but I think a lot of people who are on Synthroid and still not feeling all that well, even though their numbers look fine and their doctors want to put them on an antidepressant. I think you're not converting the T4 to the T3. If you don't convert T4 to T3, you're missing, even though you're replacing the T4, you're still missing the most active form of thyroid hormone. Your labs can look good. TSH will come down, which is good. The T4 levels will go up, right? But you're still not feeling good. So the common response by doctors, just like my sister's, was to increase dose and just keep increasing dose until you reach the top level. And then from there, you offer an antidepressant. That's such a common scenario. Here's the thing. There's a lesser known thyroid test that comes into play, and that's the reverse T3. Okay? When T4 is prevented from converting into T3, reverse T3 is produced instead. Okay, so think of it, you know, here you have T4 on the left, an arrow points to the right, making T3. If that conversion doesn't happen, T4 turns into something. It doesn't just sit there in the tissues. T4, if it cannot convert into T3 properly, it's going to end up producing this thing called reverse T3. Reverse T3 is inactive. It doesn't work. It's inert. And it interferes with any normal T3 that might be hanging around. So reverse T3 levels, the higher they go, the more symptomatic you are, because you're missing out on that active form, because reverse T3 is inactive. Why does this happen? Well, a lot of theories have been thrown around, but in my opinion, most of the best research and literature points to stress. That's right, chronic stress. Turns out the stress hormone that I've talked about on many, 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 many segments here on Radio MD is cortisol. Cortisol is an inhibitor of T4 to T3 conversion. There you go, right there. Chronic stress means chronic elevations of cortisol. Chronic elevations of cortisol could eventually decrease the conversion of T4 to T3. And even if you're taking Synthroid, which is T4, you still feel bad. There you go, my sister. That could be the issue. So what do we need to do? Well, here are the steps. This is what I want you to do. If I'm speaking to you right now, if what I'm describing sounds like you, okay, if you relate to my sister, right? She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She had all the proper tests. She got the diagnosis. She went on theoretically what should be the right treatment, which is T4, right? Assuming she can convert T4 to T3 in the tissues, but she wasn't. She wasn't able to make that conversion. She was not making T3. Okay? So that means the T4 was turning into reverse T3. And she was always symptomatic. If that sounds like you, diagnosed, right? You're on Synthroid. You're going in and out of the doctor's office because you still don't feel good. And your doctor's increasing dose. And then finally you've been offered Prozac. If that sounds like you, here's what I want you to do. Number one, you need to test for free T3, right? Because if you're like my sister, it's going to be low because you're not making it. And reverse T3. And if you're like my sister, that's going to be high. Right? So get it. And those are available tests, right? You just got to ask your doctor. Life Extension Foundation at LEF.org offers it. Just get free T3 and reverse T3, test it. We got to manage stress better. Exercise, burn off some of that cortisol. But there's three supplements I'm going to remind you about for cortisol. Number one is DHEA. It's a hormone that helps to lower cortisol levels. There's adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha or American ginseng that also help your body to manage cortisol better. And then there's one called phosphatidylserine. Most people simply refer to it as PS caps. Really good for managing cortisol. So get tested. Try those supplements. Tell your doctor you need this done. Reverse T3. Check it out if you sound like my sister. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.